Hey everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are. 9 at 9 with me, Tigo. And today we're going to talk with somebody. Well, I'm going to take you back for a second. See, because I'm old enough to remember when there were no ATMs, when A-tracks were around. And, you know, when the way you made business and connect, introduce yourself to people, you kind of had to go to a mixer. And then all these apps started coming out and people started talking about, is there an app for that? There's an app for that. Well, this young man coming up, he knows there's apps for that. And if they don't have them, he's making them. Then on top of that, he's hosting his own show. Today, we have Django Degree in the room. What's happening, Django?
Hey, how you doing? I love it.
No, I'm kidding.
That was an amazing intro.
What's going on with you? Thank you.
I am incredible. I'm absolutely sensational. I love the energy.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, it would be like, you know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning here. I understand you're on the East Coast right now, but it's 9 o'clock in the morning. So you just can't come out like, man, I just need my first cup of coffee. No. So in 2021, let me ask you, because we've been doing this internet thing. People think, oh, it's, you know, mastered. I personally believe it's in its infancy and people have no idea what's about to happen over the next 20 years. And we're going to look back and go, whoa. Uh-huh. So in 2021, do businesses, especially small businesses, still need apps?
I would say so, yes. I mean, the great part about 2021 is that every single year it gets easier and less expensive to build apps. So if you think about it, 10 years ago, if you were trying to build an app for yourself as a restaurant or a small business, you would need a ton of money up front, hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars to get it built. But now there's so many low-code technologies and teams like us who can design applications for you really fast, really quick, and they be yours. And you be able to utilize them and gather data and find new ways to be able to help your constituents.
Awesome. So when you're talking about designing apps for small businesses, let's just talk about a couple of them. What about, you know, like a restaurant nowadays with, you know, COVID? Where it's safe to go out. Oh, wait, wear a mask. Maybe stay home. You know, so I would think having an app right now for a small mom and pop restaurant could be a lifesaver. Is that something that you do?
It is. What I would say about the restaurant industry, there are so many different applications out there that are just supporting them in their process and helping them be able to, you know, do things outdoors, to be able to do things touchless. There's QR codes. I mean, the possibilities are endless. When it comes to them, I would say that just maybe updating your website so that someone is able to utilize your website to actually do the ordering, to be able to, you know, maybe order online, then pick it up without having to show up. I mean, it's just a really easy process overall now. There's just so many opportunities.
So what's the, like, you know, surprising industry that you've seen over the last year and a half while we're going through this COVID thing that is like running towards getting apps done and that you never thought maybe would even take it seriously before?
Well, I mean, I've seen a few like gyms, some of the smaller gyms wanting to make applications and things. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're not sure if you're going to be able to have people into your actual location, you need to find a new way to be able to connect with your with the patrons. You know, at the end of the day, if I can't have you in here doing CrossFit or, you know, whatever the workouts are, it's helpful to be able to maybe live stream or be able to, you know, do different things. So I would say COVID really pushed gyms from, you know, being able to have everyone in person to now trying to find different ways to connect and keep people paying the memberships. So we've helped a few gems. And I've been really surprised at how many crypto apps we've been building lately. You know, different people are having different ideas on ways to build like crypto type applications that support. So that's been really fun. I've really enjoyed building those applications too.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought about that, but yeah, I guess so, huh? Crypto is huge right now and just going to get bigger. Mm-hmm. So before we get further down the road, I read your bio, young man. And I used to work in fast food myself. I mean, I worked in a mean couple of pizza places, let me tell you, over the last 30, 40 years of my life, you know, before you were even on this planet. And you went from $7.75 an hour.
$7.25
an hour. Mm-hmm. So now owning this, you know, amazing company, there's somebody out there right now that's maybe driving to their fast food job. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're, you know, listening after work. What would you tell them if they're going, I want to own my own company. I want to be like Django. What do I do? What advice would you give that young man or young woman?
I would ask them, why is it that you want to have success? Because at the end of the day, my job at McDonald's was probably a little bit easier than what I do now, because I always knew what was going to happen. I always knew I would get paid on Friday. Every two Fridays, I knew what was going to happen next. I knew where I was. But being an entrepreneur is really, really hard. It has been a lot of ups and a lot of downs. So if you are going to take on that journey, you need to know why you want to do it. You have to have a cause that's bigger than just trying to make money or just wanting to be successful, because there are going to be days where you are going to ask yourself, why am I not just flipping burgers? Because this is ridiculous. So if you find your why, you will be able to go the distance, but you need to know why you're going to take on that journey, because it's not an easy journey.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, you're going to trip, you're going to fall, you're going to run into brick walls. This is part of being an entrepreneur. If you think that, you know, it means you don't have a boss. If you got 30 clients, you got 30 bosses. This is the way the game goes. What do you do when you have an off day, when you have a low day? How do you get yourself back up? Because when you don't have another job, and this is your, you know, dream and everything that you're doing right now, how do you get yourself back up and get back out there the next day?
Well, everything for me is focused on how can I get closer to my overall goals? Like, I have a huge goal to build a city for orphans and foster kids. I have goals around being able to do certain things for my family. So at the end of the day, what happens on a day to day doesn't matter as much to me as much as knowing that I am on a journey, taking the steps towards what the bigger thing is. As long as I keep that centered, I can always get through anything that goes on any day, because it doesn't matter at the end of the day. All that matters is getting to that goal that I've set 5 years out, 10 years out.
Now, you also host your own show. I'm sure that Alan has been, you know, flashing emails, websites across the screen here for a while, but people are listening. So how do they find your show? How do they find you?
Yeah, so my show is called The Django Show. If you want to look up the website, it's thedjangoshow.co. The D is silent in the beginning, Django. And at the end of the day, my focus is on helping people kind of find that why by being able to connect them to other entrepreneurs and people who are starting businesses, so they can hear about the journey that they were on, so they can kind of feel what maybe got them started, so it can spark something in you, so that you know, hey, you know what, maybe I can do this journey. Maybe I did start at the same place as this guy or girl, and I can be great. And so that's the whole point of our show and what we want to be able to do for people.
And what would you tell a young person that, you know, thinks, man, I've got a great idea for a podcast or a video podcast or a talk show, but I'm terrified to get in front of that camera? What would you tell them? What kind of advice would you give them?
Everything is scary until you've actually done it, because then it becomes easy. Like, if you think back on anything that's easy now, at one point it was difficult because you'd never done it before. So I remember the first video I shot when I was trying to get the podcast stuff, and I just did not think I could do it. But as time has gone on, I just feel like it's just another day. And so if you just take the first step, maybe dip the toe in, then you can put the foot in, and then you can jump in. And so that's just the easiest way to go about it.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Grumpy's going to cut us off in a second. Let's give him that website one more time.
It's thedjangoshow.co. And then if you want to get an app built, it's 860.io.
Woo! So see, we made it. He didn't cut us off. Yeah.
We did it.
We're getting this 9-minute thing down, man. I'm loving it. This is awesome. You're an amazing man. I'm so happy we're going to be working together in the near future. And I can't wait. Django, you are the man. I can't wait for us to get together and you're going to be working with us. That is going to be so awesome. If you guys are looking out there for apps, if you want to be on somebody's show other than, of course, come on the 9 at 9, check out Django and see what's going on. As always, I thank you for watching. I hope you'll be here next time. I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.